This is Akashvani. The news read by Ashok Ojha. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the youth of the nation has benefited a lot by the space sector reforms. Addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program in Akashvani today, the Prime Minister said a lot is happening in the country, which is strengthening the foundation of a developed Bharat. He said, on 23rd of this month, the countrymen celebrated the first National Space Day and celebrated the success of Chandrayaan 3. He said last year, on this day, Chandrayaan 3 had made a successful landing on the southern part of the moon at the Shiva Shakti point. The Prime Minister said, India became the first nation in the world to achieve this accomplishment. Speaking on the bond of love between human beings and animals, the Prime Minister spoke about a tiny village, Barekuri, in the Tinsukia district of Assam, where people belonging to the Moran community reside and share a deep bond with the Hulok gibbons. Mr. Modi said, in the next few days, the Paralympics will begin in Paris, and 140 crore Indians are cheering for the athletes and players of the country. He asked people to encourage the players with hashtag Cheer for Bharat. Mr. Modi greeted people for the upcoming festivals, Janmashtami, Ganesh Chaturthi, Onam, Milad un-Nabi and Telugu Bhasha Divas. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today distributed certificates to 11 lakh new Lakhpati Didis in a function organized at Jalgaon in Maharashtra. The Prime Minister also felicitated Lakhpati Didis and discussed with them about their businesses. These Lakhpati Didis, whose number is more than 1 crore in the country, are earning more than 1 lakh rupees per year. 11 lakh new Lakhpati Didis recently became Lakhpati during the third term of the NDA government. During the program, Prime Minister released a revolving fund, Community Investment Fund of 2,500 crore rupees, expected to benefit about 48 lakh members of 4.3 lakh self-help groups. Union Minister Chirag Paswan was today re-elected as Lok Jan Shakti Party Ram Vilas president for 5 years. The decision was taken unanimously at the party national executive meeting in Ranchi. Chirag Paswan said the upcoming assembly elections in Haryana, Jammu Kashmir and Jharkhand were also discussed in the meeting. Mr. Paswan said that in Jharkhand, the party may contest the polls either with National Alliance partner BJP or on its own. The All India Railway Men's Federation, AIRF, today welcomed the union government's approval of the Unified Pension Scheme. During a press conference in New Delhi, AIRF General Secretary Shiv Gopal Mishra highlighted that around 23 lakh government employees will benefit from this scheme. Mr. Mishra said that the UPS has been mindful of the suggestions and requests of the employees. He extended his gratitude to the Prime Minister and said that he took cognizance of their demands and held talks with them. Talking to Akashvani News, Mr. Mishra said that the revised provisions will provide job security for government employees and their families. CBI has visited 15 places this morning in connection with the financial irregularities at R.G. Carr Medical College and Hospital case in Kolkata. A team of CBI is interrogating former principal Dr. Sandeep Ghosh at his residence. CBI team is accompanied with central team and Kolkata police. Another team of CBI is at R.G. Carr College to question the new principal and the new vice principal. Besides, teams of CBI are interrogating R.G. Carr professor Dr. Devashish Som, former medical superintendent and vice principal Dr. Sanjay Vashisht, and medical supplier Viplav Singh at their respective residences. In badminton, India's Tanvi Pathri clinched the under-15 girls singles title at the Asia under-17 and under-15 junior championships at Chengdu in China today. Tanvi defeated second seed Nguyen Thi Tu Huji of Vietnam 22-20, 21-11 in the final match. And that is the end of this news bulletin.